Blog Talk Radio.
We invite you to listen to the Crystal Chanel Show every Sunday on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen in from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. The call-in number is 347-850-8557. That's 347-850-8557. Listen live online at blogtalkradio.com/The Crystal Chanel Show and check out our website at www.crystalchanelministries.com. That's crystalchanelministries.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Latia Linton on the Crystal Chanel Show with Purposeful Pain segment. I am excited, ecstatic for the things that God is doing. We are back, fresh, renewed, revived with a new segment, a new sound, a new destiny and our purpose. I'm excited because it's been a while since the last time I've spoke with you all or you all heard from me, but I promise you, you will not be disappointed for tonight. Tonight, our segment that we'll be talking about is Where is Your Faith? And in walking in your purpose, walking into your purpose, the question is, where is your faith in order for you to get into your purpose or while you're walking into your purpose or into your destiny? So I'm going to talk to you about your faith. I'm going to talk to you or ask you questions which should actually put a limelight on where your faith should be or where your faith is in reference to where you're asking God to take you or where you're seeing God taking you or where you're what you're pursuing in your life. If you want a scripture reference, I'll be talking to you in reference to Matthew 9 and 29. And it just simply reads, I'm not going to read the entire text, I'm just going to go to the B clause, which is saying, which Jesus said, according to your faith, be it unto you. And I think that is very, very important because everybody in this season now or in this era now, in this time now, everyone, you know, in the second half of the year, they're stating all the things that they're going to do, they want to do, that God has called them to do, or that they even just want to do, that they're purposing for, and they're stating that this is their destiny, this is their purpose, God told them to do it. However, you're looking at your limitations in reference to either the people around you, maybe you don't feel like you have anyone to push you, or maybe you're looking at your finances and said your finances are limited to where to the things that you need to do for your business, for your vision, for you to operate in your purpose, or even your books, or anything that you're desiring to do. Or you're looking at the fact that you may not even know what to do. God gave you so much vision, and you don't even know the first thing to do. So my question to you is, where is your faith? If God gave you a vision to do something, first thing you would need to do is write it down and make it plain so that you can run with it or so those that are around you can run with it as well. But most importantly, before you do all of that, before you call your prayer party together, your prayer crew, before you get your girlfriend on the line or your homeboy on the line or whomever on the line to say, hey, this is what I'm supposed to do, you first have to ask yourself, am I actually ready to go forth? Do I truly believe this is what God is going to do in me, with me, and through me? And do I have the tenacity to go after it in spite of anything that may come my way? Because if you ask yourself those questions initially, nothing else matters. Nothing else matters because when it seems like all hell breaks loose, when it seems like there's more than a storm that's around you, where it seems like the lightning is flashing bright and the thunder is getting louder and the rain is hitting you harder, and you can't see that rainbow or you can't see the greatness or you can't see that light at the end of the tunnel, that's when you have to sometimes be like David and encourage yourself. That's when sometimes you have to ask yourself or have to know within yourself, am I able, am I willing to fight when there is no one else? Do I have enough strength to fight the good fight of faith? And that's basically all you're doing. So before you actually say, I'm getting ready to pursue this new dream, or I'm getting ready to pursue this new business opportunity, I'm getting ready to pursue this music industry, I'm getting ready to pursue this new book, I'm getting ready to pursue this clothing line, I'm getting ready to pursue everything that God told me to do, are you really ready to go through what you have to go through to get to where you're going? Because there's so much pressure that you're going to end up dealing with because of the amount of weight that's going to be on you, because your destiny is actually calling you to greater. So when your destiny is calling you, when your future is calling you, you can no longer have the same mediocre mindset or the same excuses that you had before you had the vision, before you had the dream, or when God initially gave it to you. Because now you're in the second half of the year, and now it's time for you to actually push harder than you ever did before. Pursue harder than you ever pursued before. Run faster than you ever ran before. Go before it like never before, because now it's, you did all the paperwork, you did all the legwork. Now it's actually time to do the extra work or the other work, the second half of the part of the first part of the goal that you had. So let's say you're saying, well, I'm getting ready to launch a new business. And in that launching of the business, you already got your state identification, you already have your name, and you already did all the paperwork in that portion, but you realize, look, I want to turn this business into a nonprofit. And maybe there are some things that you don't understand, so what you do is you link up with those who have the ability to make sure or to see what you are seeing. So basically, you line up with someone or you link up with someone, you connect to someone that has something that you don't have. And that person can produce the nonprofit side that you may not be able to do. They have the ability to produce the paperwork that you may not know how to, so you pay them and you say, well, maybe I don't have the amount of money that's going to cause me to produce this nonprofit, this 501c3. You don't know, don't cancel out your progress before you even start. So you may think because you don't have the money, you've gotten several quotes and you may feel like you don't have all of the money to produce it, but you never know, the next person you ask will tell you, I'll do it for half cost because they believe in your vision, or I'll give you payment plans and you really don't have to pay me until you can afford it. But the question is, where is your faith? Don't cancel out your blessing by thinking that no one is able to help you, or thinking that you're not in position to get what you need, or not thinking that you're not in the place to where God is going to use you. As long as you have a little faith, because you only need the faith the size of a mustard seed. So as long as you have that and you begin to continue to speak to yourself and say you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, or you can keep pushing past the doubts, pushing past the fear, pushing past the pain, pushing past the weight that may come to you, because greater is he that is in you. And on the other side of all of this weight is the final line of your victory, is the thing that you said, I'm going through all of this because I'm manifesting, something is manifesting in me. So you have to birth out that thing. You have to go through those trimesters, those 9 months of pain, those trimesters of growing pains, to know that you're birthing something out greater, that something you've never seen, but you can feel it kicking you because it keeps you up at night. You can't sleep because vision keeps coming to you. Vision keeps knocking on your door. You can't sleep because you keep hearing a second portion of your business and your vision being added. You can't sleep because your mind keeps going and you're thinking that, okay, God, I just want to go to sleep, but vision is constantly calling you and knocking on your door. So you don't say, I can't do this, and turn to the other side and go back to sleep. What you do is you get up and continue to write down what God is showing you. Continue to write what God is showing you and telling you to do, because the question is, do you believe more in God or do you believe in the situation that's around you? See, when you have faith, you should know that if God is showing me what I'm getting ready to do, if he's showing me what I'm birthing out, that means that what he's showing me is greater than what is in me. So and my bank account may not line up, the people around me may not add up, but what God is doing through me will all manifest at his appointed time. So what you do is you keep walking forward. You keep pushing forward. If you were in a storm, a rainstorm, you wouldn't stop or pull over. You basically slowed down or you kept moving until you got to your destination, or until the rain slacks up, or until you can see at the end of the rain, till the rainbow comes out. So what you do in the point where you feel like, well, I'm overwhelmed, or I don't have enough strength, you stop for a second just to breathe, to look at the fact that what you're doing. And when you begin to realize that everything that you're doing is actually adding up, you went from point A to point B to point C, and now that you're not even looking at it, you actually at point F. and you're halfway there to the point of where you can say, I'm almost completed the things that I needed to do. So you don't give up because it looks like it's too hard. It looks like it's too much. It looks like you can't handle it. That's just what the trick of the enemy will tell you, because he knows that you're going to accomplish the things that you have been designed to do. One of the things that will have you question your faith is listening to a sound that's around you that's not of the sound that's conducive to where you're going. So if you're going into a place so that you've never been before, and you have people around you telling you that they believe in you, but they're linking up with other people and they're telling them this ain't going to happen for this person, or she's crazy or he's crazy because he thinks this is going to happen and it's not, or they thinking to go across the nation and they're saying that you haven't even done everything in your community. Don't listen to the sound that's around you that's not conducive to where God has showed you. And the possibility is, the main thing is, God gave you the vision. He didn't give the vision to everyone around you. So if they don't believe, then that's okay. That's okay because you see that they don't believe. So what you do is you don't disconnect for them. You allow them and their negative and their doubt and their fear to push you to do the things that they said that you can't do, the things that they said that you cannot do, the things that they said that you would not be able to do, because you can accomplish that which you set your mind to do. If you believe it, you can achieve it. And if you believe that you can achieve it, you can accomplish it. Nothing can stop you but you. Nothing can stop you from getting to your next, from being who God called you, but you. So what you do is you ask yourself, am I ready and am I willing to go through the things that I have to go through by myself in order to produce what God is showing me? Because there may be times where you will be by yourself and you have to actually do some things, because there may not be a team yet, but the team is coming. So what God would do is have you to actually begin to do the process. He will actually have you to get the flour, the eggs, the milk, and the butter to come, bring all the ingredients together to beat together to get the cake in the oven, or to put it in the pan and someone else can put it in the oven for you. But in that 30-minute time, or whatever the time frame is, when the cake is finished, you have produced a cake. You have a completely completed full cake, so someone else can pull it out for you. So don't despise your small beginnings. Don't despise the fact that you may feel like you're doing everything by yourself, because there are sometimes, in order for you to learn what you have to get to the next level, you have to learn it, because can't nobody do it for you. So in order for you to walk through it, you have to ask yourself, where is my faith? Where am I and what am I going to do and what am I capable of doing? And in the things that you're not able to do, not because you can't do it, because that is not your expertise, God will connect you to the right people at the right time to actually have them to produce what you're not able to produce. So whatever you do, don't give up. Whatever you do, don't stop here. Whatever you do, don't think that this is the end of your road when you're at the middle of your road. Don't look at where you are, but look at where you're going. Don't think that you don't have the faith because you do, because you started. You started a plan that someone said that you never would do. You started something, you started a business adventure when someone said that you wouldn't even go to school for that business. You actually started your book, and they said that you wouldn't even sit down long enough to write a sentence. So you've already passed the benchmark where people said that you wouldn't be. So you need to ask yourself, do I have enough strength to keep going? And the answer should always be yes. It should be yes, because if you look at what's around you, if you look at what you're going through, you should know that there is far much more greater in me, greater than this, than where I am. You should know that the value that you hold and that you possess is far much more than where you are. You should know that you are already that Fortune 500 business entrepreneur. You should already know that you are a millionaire, not in the making already, and you're just waiting on the manifestation. You should already know that you have people assigned to your voice. If you're in ministry, you should know that you already have people assigned to your voice, and they're waiting for you to get to where you're supposed to be in order for them to receive their deliverance, in order for them to be set free. You should know that there are family members that's waiting on you that's going to break them from their yokes, that's going to break them from their bondage. So your job is not to stop here, not to die here, not to give up here, but to go from here. Get up and go from here. Go forth from here, because you already have surpassed what everyone else has already said about you. So the question isn't, where is your faith, or do you have the faith? The question is, what's going to stop you, because you can't even stop yourself. Because when you tried to give up, when you tried to sit down, when you said that you wasn't going to complete what you started, it keeps waking you up in the middle of the night. So when you get that nudge, or when you can't sleep at 1 and 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, that's your destiny, that's your future, that's your purpose calling you and calling you to work on it even the more, causing you to keep writing, keep planning, keep making plans, and keep instructing and constructing that thing that's going to actually manifest in just a little while. You don't have to think that it's, you have a long time before it manifests, because it's not. If you look at our timing is actually moving faster. So your days are actually coming together because you're working harder now. So the time frame that you thought you would have, you thought that it was going to take you a year or 2 years or 3 years, because that's how long it took someone else. When you, it's only taking you months because of the time frame that God has given you. He's given you the favor and the grace to complete the things that you've already started. So what you do in this season is keep going. Never stop at a point to where you've actually began or where you think that you're overwhelmed. 9 times out of 10, when you are in a place where it seems like you're overwhelmed and there is nothing else for you to do, or that you don't know where to do and you're at a crossroad, that's only because you are actually working beyond where you thought you were going to be. You've actually advanced. You're not in a mediocre state. You moved on further, and you're now in the next part and the next portion of your vision. You're no longer at the baby stage of saying, "Well, I'm writing," or "I'm writing and I'm putting a vision board together." You're no longer there. You're actually in the stage of manifestation. So because you're in a stage and a point of manifestation, you're actually seeing things come into pass now. So you're holding on to the weight of at the beginning stage when God has already pushed you into your next stage and your next level. So you don't have to actually be in a place of doubt any longer, because you've already surpassed everything. You've already surpassed the point to where if you were going to doubt, if you were going to have fear, and if you weren't going to be there, it would have started, or it would have stayed at the beginning, but you've passed that. It would have been the first day when you had the vision and you began to write it and you ran with it, it would have crippled you then. Or when you said, you know what, I can do this, I can open up a business, I can write a book, I can launch a clothing line, I can actually produce a CD. When you did all of that, or when you told yourself all of that and you ran with it with the first initial time, that's when you should have been crippled with fear, but you wasn't, because your faith pushed you, and that was the faith and believing in yourself. So don't allow the noise, the thunder, the storm, the lightning, or even the rain around you to cripple you, to stop you. Know that in just a little while, it's going to clear up. You're going to have a rainbow, and your promise will manifest in your eyesight. It's not long from now. It's not months. It's not years from now. It's only months and days from now, because you have been working that much harder. So your purpose will call you before you are actually ready to walk in your purpose. And as you begin to walk forward into it, then that's when you understand that I've been doing purpose and destiny all this time and I hadn't paid attention to it. But because you start paying attention to the noise around you, that made you think that you wasn't doing actually what God had called you to do. That made you feel like you weren't capable when God has already pushed you and showed you that you were capable. So your faith is beyond large enough to know you can accomplish it and you can achieve it, and that you're always almost at the state of manifestation, because it's coming together and all things are working together for your good. So all you do is hold on. It's not going to take long. It's not going to hurt you. It's not going to stress you. You're not at the point of I can't do it anymore, because you can do all things. Nothing is going to ever stop you from where you desire to go. Nothing is ever going to stop you, because you're already in the motion. And it's crazy, because when God has already placed you in motion, he's already planned, he's already shaped you, he's already developed you, he's already put you in the place of where you're going, nothing or no one can stop you, not even yourself, not even your own self-doubt, not even your own fears, not even your own thinking that maybe I made a mistake. Because sometimes you will allow someone else's fear to creep into your mind and your head, and the next thing you know, you're thinking about yourself what someone else said about you. And that's not even how you feel about yourself. So what you have to do now is ask yourself who's around you. And you only need faith builders around you at this point in your life, because it's going to take your faith to produce the things that God has already told you what he's going to do for you in the next week, in the next month, in the next 6 months, in the next year. because everything is going to move so fast and so rapidly, you're going to say, I remember when I couldn't do. I remember when I was at the beginning stages, and I remember when I thought I couldn't. I remember when I didn't have the money for this, but now God bless you for the money to produce it. And everything keeps falling in place because you can't stop. So why now question your faith when you're halfway there, when you're already in the place to where everything is manifesting? So why would you be in the middle of your vision, in the middle of your grind or your hustle, as my children would tell me, in the middle of all of that, and now you're questioning, did I make the right decision? Now you're asking yourself, is this really my purpose or my destiny? It is, because you made it this far. And it is because you're questioning yourself, because you're doing something that you're not. That's taking you out of your comfort zone. If you have people around you, they should never allow you to be comfortable where you are. And if they're not pushing you, you need to ask yourself, why can't they push me into my purpose? And so then when you start thinking about that, you need to look at where's their faith. Because your faith is always going to supersede people that's around you, because you should have the faith where you just believe anything. You believe that if you stand on top of a building that you'll jump off and survive. That's how crazy your faith should be at this point, because you've already succumbed and surpassed everything that was trying to kill you. You're not in that place no more. You're not in a small place to where you don't have faith, where you need someone to tell you, "Go, I need you to go do this because this is what you're supposed to do." That's not where you are anymore. You're in a place now with nothing but manifestations of God, of your miracle, of your blessing, of the things that you've already determined that you're going to do. Again, if you're waking up at 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, guess why? That's because your purpose and your destiny is calling you, and it's calling you to continue to walk out the plan that God has already shown you. If you would, please share the broadcast. You can always dial in at 347-850-8557. Press the number 1 for questions or comments. This is Latia, again, on the Crystal Chanel Show with Purposeful Pain. If you have any questions, again, please feel free to dial in at 347-850-8557 and press the number 1. Feel free to share the broadcast if it's blessing you, if it's helping you, if you have friends or family members that need to hear this, or you know that they're questioning their purpose or they're questioning their destiny. Tell them to chime in tonight. Tell them to tune into the broadcast, because I guarantee you it's going to propel you to your next, because that's what it's supposed to do. That's what you're supposed to be receiving at this on this show tonight. You should say, you know what, I got great things that I need to complete or have to finish. You might have put something down that you need to pick up again. You might have been halfway there and felt overwhelmed and tired, and all you need to do really is just breathe for a second and get back at it. Don't quit when you're already halfway there. Don't stop when it's time for everything to come forth. Don't allow nothing to stop you, to break you, to hinder you, because you are almost there. Where is your faith? Have enough faith to finish this race. Have enough faith to manifest your dreams. Have enough faith to know that God didn't give it to you for it to just sit there, for it to lie dormant, for it to just stand still, because it can't. You can't, and it will not. You have great things that are assigned to your life that you need to do. And in order for you to do it, you cannot stop here. You cannot pause here. You cannot break down here. You cannot quit here. You have to keep going. And if you're continuing to go, if people walk away, that just means they are not in your next dimension, your next level, your next phase in your new life, because you have new life and new opportunities that's knocking at the door for you. All you have to do is keep walking, because you're one knock away, you're one step away, you're one doorstep away, you're one door away from the things that's right before you. And you can't quit here. If you're saying to yourself that you have a company or a business and you want it to be internationally known, what are you doing for it to be international? Are you actually on Facebook Live? Are you on Periscope? Are you opening up yourself where people can see you, not just in your small area, but across the nation? Are you connecting with people that have like mindset? Are you opening up doors and avenues for yourself that you thought that you would never go through? Or if you're saying that you're going to have the bestseller, do you have the bestseller book? Do you have the right people around you to edit your book, to publish your book, to critique you, to push you, to cause you to keep writing when you don't want to write, to cause your baby to leap when you're thinking that your baby is dead? In this season, you have to keep going. Don't stop moving. Whatever you do, keep moving forward, keep pushing forward. don't stop and don't slow down. Don't slow down for the things that's running behind you, because what's running behind you is going to catch you and kill you. So you keep running forward because you know that in front of you is that great escape, that greatness that you have been believing God for, that great paradise that has your name on it, that island that you've been dreaming about sitting on with you and your family, or not even an island, that paradise of a house or that palace of a house, whatever it is that you've been seeing for yourself and your family, or seeing for yourself and your community, seeing for yourself and your church, seeing for yourself and any and everything that's connected to you, you got to know that this is not the season or the time for you to stop, to pause, to quit, or to die. Where is your faith on today? Where's your faith on tonight? Where's your faith where you believe a long time ago that you can do anything? Where's your faith where you knew that you couldn't sing, where you began to sing a song and you said that you was going to produce a CD? Where's the faith that you had when you were saying that you was going to write a book and you didn't know how the book was going to conform? Where's your faith when you said that you was going to open a business and you didn't even know the first thing about opening a business? Where's your faith when you said that you were going to be able to raise your kids by yourself and you didn't even know the first thing about being a single parent? Where's your faith when you said that you didn't have no money in your bank, but you knew that your family had to eat and you had to produce food, and the food was produced? Where is the faith where you said that you were sick, or the doctor told you that you were sick, but you said that I believe that I'm healed because I trust the God who is a God of healing? Where is your faith on this evening? And if you have faith, or if you had faith, tap back into those sources that cause you to believe like never before. This is your season. This is your hour. This is your time. This is your era. And can't nothing stop you at this point, because you've already made it beyond where you started from. You're no longer at the beginning line, the starting line. You're closer to the finish line than you ever were before. So tonight I ask you again, where is your faith? Run like never before. Disconnect if you have to disconnect. Don't be the tortoise, be the rabbit. Run and finish your race, because at the end of your race, promise, destiny, purpose, manifestation is there, and you're only hours away from it. Keep knocking on doors. It doesn't matter if you have five no's. I guarantee you that one yes is next to you, and that one yes is going to be greater than those five no's, because that is the answer. That's the door that you're waiting to walk through. Again, please share the broadcast to anyone that you feel like this show, this broadcast can actually help, can bless. Dial in if you have any questions at 347-850-8557. Press the number 1 for questions or comments or any feedback that you would like to share. But whatever you do, don't be selfish with the broadcast. Show it to family members. Show it to your enemies. Show it to people who said you wasn't going to be able to accomplish anything. Show it to people who said that you can't do nothing. Show it to your family. Show it to any and everybody who you know that they have purpose in them and are not operating in it. Because what they don't know is it's already in them, and all they have to do is make it stand up. They just need someone to activate it. And you could be the person to activate someone, baby, from being dormant for years. So whatever you do, don't you give up, because no one is pushing you. You push yourself. You be that person to say, I can do this. If I started it, I'm going to finish it, because I'm not going to start something without completing it. Where is your faith on tonight? Again, feel free to share the broadcast. Tell each and every person that you know, anybody on Periscope, anybody on Facebook Live, show it, share it like never before. Dial into 347-850-8557. Press the number 1 for any feedback, any questions, or any comments. If this is helping you, if it ignites something inside of you, feel free again to dial in 347-850-8557. Press the number 1 for questions and comments. And my question to you is, where is your faith? What is it did you put down and you need to pick back up? Where are you in your segment of pursuing your purpose? What did you do at the beginning of the year, and now we're at the middle of the year, that you haven't completed? What is it that you need to pick up and run again with? What made you come to a halt? What paused you? What stopped you? What tried to hinder you? What tried to distract you? What tried to make you think that you had no value? Because the one thing about a jewel is a jewel always have value. You have value inside and outside, and you are a jewel. And when you realize that you are a jewel, nothing can make you devalue you. Nothing can make you minimize your value inside of yourself. Nothing can hinder you. No one can distract you. No one can stop you by their words. All you have to do is keep moving forward. Don't stop. keep walking out the things that God has told you to walk out. Keep believing in yourself. And if you say, well, I don't believe in myself, then I believe in you. I believe in the entrepreneur in you. I believe in the business person in you. I believe in the book writer. I believe in the songwriter. I believe in the producer. I believe in the teacher. I believe in whatever it is that you want to do. I believe because I know that you are greater than where you are. Where you are, it's only where you are until you get to where you're going, but you cannot stop where you are. You have to continue to move. You have to keep pushing forward, and you cannot stop here. This is not your purpose. This is not your destiny. This is just where you are until you get to where you're going. Where is it that you desire to go? Who is it that you desire to be? What are you saying about yourself? What is it that you know about yourself that you're not operating in? It's time for you to get up and walk out the purpose and the destiny of your life. Where is your faith? Again, please feel free to share the broadcast. Please feel free to dial in to 347-850-8557. Press the number 1 for questions and comments. Share the broadcast with your friends, with your enemies, with anybody, with your Facebook friends, if you have Periscope friends, anybody that's on Instagram, anywhere that you feel like someone needs to hear the broadcast and someone needs to get up from where they are, share it, and please believe that if it's blessing you, that it'll bless someone else. I want to thank each and every one of you all. This is the Crystal Chanel Show, this Purposeful Pain segment, and we're now going ahead and take a break.
Hi, this is Chef Riley, the Wing King with Crazy Wings. We have over 50 flavors of wings, strawberry barbecue, jerk, peanut butter and jelly, pineapple, just to name a few. For your catering needs, call us at 678-628-7414. Make sure you check us out on Facebook and Instagram. That's KRAZIE underscore wings. And remember, Crazy Wings, a party in your mouth.
What you heard was an actual recorded incident of my abuser attacking me and my daughter witnessing the attack. For 8 years, I endured physical, verbal, and emotional abuse. Hi, I'm Kendra Turner, mother, daughter, sister, and survivor of domestic abuse. Because of my story, SODA, Survivors of Domestic Abuse, was birthed. For more info, contact soda.info2015@gmail.com. Are you Soda?
Are you in the market for a complimentary facial treatment, lip treatment, or hand treatment? Then Crystal Chanel can help. If you would like to host a Mary Kay party, or you would just like to purchase something for yourself or someone else, maybe a friend or relative, please visit www.marykay.com/crystaljenkins or call 770-715-7949. That's 770-715-7949 to book your appointment or to place your order today. If your New Year's resolution was to get back in shape this year, well, Lifetime Fitness in Johns Creek can help. So be sure to get your results and call Adam at 678-722-5912 if you would like a free pass to the gym or would like to get information on how to join this awesome gym. And tell them the Crystal Chanel Show sent you. 11555 Johns Creek Parkway in Johns Creek, Georgia, 30097. GPS it and get your information today.
Are you in the music business and just can't seem to find your way? Well, we have a solution to your problem. The new and approved One Nation Under God Record Services Plateau, suited to fit all of you.
Welcome back to the Crystal Chanel Show with the Purposeful Pain segment. Again, tonight we're talking about where is your faith. I left asking you questions as to, you know, what is it that you're supposed to be doing and you're not doing, and where have you stopped or lied things down, pick it back up. My question to you, my next question to you is, have you given yourself a timeline as to what you desire to see? For example, I recently gave myself deadlines September 15th, a portion of my business will be launched. October 15th, a second portion of my business will be launched. November 15th, another portion of my business will be launched. Before this year is over, I will have completed launching everything that God has been showing me. And then what I'm going to do, I'll be able to just run fully in completing and doing the things that I've been desiring to do. So if you haven't, been consistently working on your vision, what you should actually do is from this day forward, pick it back up. Give yourself deadlines, because there are some things where you're thinking that may take a long time. It actually doesn't when you have the right place, when you have the right people placed in the right place of your life. Meaning, I have a person that actually works. I have two people that's working on things for my business that I'm not equipped to do, where I don't have expertise to do. So I can give them my vision and tell them what God has showed me, and they manifest it and make it happen. And what they do is they'll tell me I need more, or you need to do more, or give me more, which pushes me to think more and think bigger. So you have to ask yourself, am I giving myself the appropriate timeline? Do I have the appropriate people around me? Am I actually focused on the things that I want to do? If your business is not just a one-portion business, meaning if you have several things to come together to form this business, then maybe you should focus on one or two things out of the business. Or maybe you should focus on the thing that's actually going to produce the most revenue for you, or the thing that's actually the most fulfilling for you. Because sometimes you can do something that's fulfilling, but you won't get paid for it. And so that may be a greater feeling than you getting money for it. But then there may be some things that where you say, I do want to get paid. So then you begin to push the part of it that gets paid. So if you need to have the appropriate people around you to produce your purpose, to push you to your purpose, to make you dream, to cause your baby to leap, to cause you to think more, think bigger, broader. Don't just think of, I want to write a book. You should actually think of writing segments, or think about launching something from your book. See, Purposeful Pain was a book. Now it's a radio show segment. I didn't know that that was going to happen, but God manifested it. And he didn't talk to me or consult with me. He just had it manifest in the midst of it. So you don't know what God is going to do through your vision until you start actually getting up and walking it out. You don't know who are the people that God is going to place in your life until you actually end up in the right place at the right time. You never know who you're going to connect with, because the people who you're thinking that you're going to be connected with may not even be it. They may be the ones to push you, or they may be the ones to make you even want to do more because they can't push you, or they're not pushing you, or they choose not to push you. So your job is to question yourself and say, evaluate yourself, evaluate your faith, evaluate your business idea. Or if you say, well, I don't have a business and I just operate a ministry, how do you advance your ministry? How do you desire to push your people in ministry even more? How do you first ask yourself, I want to go further than where I am? Or if you say, well, I don't have any of that, I'm just a single parent. Okay, well, great. What are you doing to push your children into their purpose, into their destiny? What are you doing to make sure that they don't end up just like the regular Pookies and the regular Shenanigans? How are you making a change in their lives for them to change the people around them in their lives? What difference are you making that people can say, well, you know what, I see something different in you? You should always want and desire to be not like people around you, but you should always desire and want to be different, to where no matter if you're in a crowded room and everybody have on black, and you may have on black too, but you're going to stand out because of what's on you and because of what's in you and what comes out of your mouth. So you should make a difference in everyone's life around you, regardless of what someone else may be saying about you. Where is your faith? Do you believe in yourself enough to know that you can surpass or come anything that would try to stop you, block you, and hinder you? And even if you did fall, even if you did trip up, even if you did slow down, know that you can get back up and you can run still. You can get back up, get in the race, and run faster than you ever ran before. That nothing is going to stop you, nothing can block you, because it's already predestined for you to manifest the purpose, the destiny, and the plan of your life. And so you ask yourself, am I connected to the right people? Am I connected to the right things that's going to produce my purpose? What is around me that may not be conducive to where I desire to go? So if even if your finances doesn't line up, you need to speak to it. Tell them, speak to your finances until you see exactly what you desire to see. If you're living in a place that you desire not to live in and it's time for you to move, Speak it until you see it. Because life and death lies in the power of your tongue. What are you saying to yourself? What are you speaking out of your mouth? You should never, ever say to yourself that you cannot, you won't, and you can't. Those are words that should never come out of your mouth because God has not given you the spirit of fear. If you wasn't in fear when you was in the world or when you was doing whatever you were doing, which wasn't right, why are you in fear now when it's time for you to do right? Why are you in fear now when you know that you can do it, when you took the classes, when you took the appropriate advice from the appropriate people, when you pursued it, when you see it, when you know it? Why are you stopping in a place where it cannot hold you any longer? You are in a, you, it's like you are a shark in a lake when you're supposed to be in the ocean. You're a whale in a baby pool when you're supposed to be in the sea. Why are you playing with your time and your life when you should have been further than where you are now? When you allow things to stop you, when it wasn't to stop you, it was to push you. It was to make you think more, think broader, think out the box. There's no more room for you in the sandbox because you've outgrown it. It's time for you now to go and try to get on the monkey bars. It's time for you now to go play in a different area because this area is too small for you. This area is choking the life out of you. So what are you going to do with the faith that you have when all you have to do is get up, take a few steps to the right, and go play with the older kids and go play with the bigger kids and go jump on the monkey bars, go jump on the different things that's out here to play with? You have to get up from where you are. You have to believe in who you are, and you have to know whose you are. There is nothing, nobody can stop you except you, and reality is you cannot even stop yourself. One thing that I learned and I love about God, and if any one of you all are Bible readers, and even if you're not, there's a story in the Bible that talks about this man named Jonah. Jonah was destined for a purpose. He was running from his purpose, and he ended up in a fish's mouth. And it didn't matter how long he was in there, because when he was kicked out of the fish's mouth, he ended up in the place where God had already told him he was going to be. So now all you need to do is realize you're going to be where God has called you to be. So now please share the broadcast. Please feel free to call into 347-850-8557. Press the number 1 for any questions or comments. And we do have a call on the line. Caller, please. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, I just want to say, you know, I love your zeal that you have for the Lord. I hope we pray to the same God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you know, the one God. But I just have a quick question. Are you trying to preach holiness and and be like righteous and perfected out here? Because we need more women to be an example to the younger women, for the younger generation to look up to our older women and say that that's a godly woman and that's how I want to be when I grow up, and she's living according to the word of God. So I would just like admonish you to be that woman, that virtuous woman out of the book of Proverbs, chapter 31. You know, that woman to be a beacon of light for all the younger women that's growing up, looking up. They're looking for somebody to be an example. And all they have is like Beyonce and Little Kim and, you know, Lady Gaga. We need more holy women that are trying to be virtuous and set apart from the world, to be modest and be in shamefacedness and sobriety. The word of God says, let the younger women marry, bear children, and guard the household, and give none occasion for the adversary, the devil, to speak reproachfully. So I would just, you know, admonish you, and I praise God for your zeal, to continue to be to learn in the word of God and be, renewed and transform, and let the manifestation of God and Jesus Christ, you know, reside in your life and be, reborn through the regeneration of the word. So you got to let the word, you know, guide you today and not the world. Don't be about the world. It says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For if you love the world, the love of God is not in you today. It says, be not deceived that many antichrist spirits have came out into the world, deceiving with false doctrines and untruth. So we need to look at ourselves and be, examine ourselves, lest we be in the faith. So we need to be able to be in one accord and in sound doctrine, a perfect religion with Jesus Christ. He's our standard, and he's our way of living today. So no man will be counted blameless in the end, because we have all the prophets in the Bible. We have the Old Testament and the New Testament to live our lives according to the Word of God. It says, the Bible says that we shall proceed with every word spoken out of the mouth of God. So we believe that the Word, the Bible, is the Word of God. So we need to live according to the Word. Praise God, man. Praise God.
Amen. I'm sorry, caller. What was your name?
I'm Brother Micah Paul.
Okay. My name is Minister. I am a woman of God, woman of in the one and true only God, which is, like you said, of Abraham, Isaac. I truly believe and trust of knowing God through this show is actually, I started out with this, Matthew 9 and 29. I live truly and for God I live and for God I die. There is no other thing. I have five children. Five children have a relationship with God because I truly believe when they get older shall not depart. I truly stand on the Word of God because that's who I am. I am a woman of God. I am that first and foremost before I'm anything else. God who formed me. I cannot be free anything with, and within him I move, I live, and I have my being. So yes, sir, I am true. I am one who I have a mentoring group, and I do talk to women as well. When I do teach them, in order for them to understand who they are, you first and foremost have to know who God is. Because I can't tell you who you are that you don't know who created you. That's not possible at all. So I want to thank you. God bless you. It sounds like you're driving, so I thank you. Yes, sir. Yes, indeed. I am a Word of God. I live and I breathe the Word of God. Right. You know nothing else. I trust and believe everything that's written in them. Through my life can help them. But then it's be like her. I want to know when it okay, I'm sorry, I lost you. I can't hear you. Okay, so we lost our caller. Again, if you have any questions or any comments, please feel free to dial in to 347-845-5557. I'm sorry, it's 347-850-8557. And press the number 1 for questions and comments. Feel free to share the broadcast with anyone. Feel free to share the broadcast. If it's blessing you, share the broadcast. Share it to your friends and your family members, or even if you know someone, like the caller said, a young woman or anybody that needs to have a relationship or needs to know, you know, what God can do for them through them if they only, you know, turn their life to him, if they understand who he is, because I'm not in a place to where I will not say Jesus Christ, or I will not say God, because that is who is needed most foremost in our lives on these days and in these times. Again, if the broadcast is blessing you, please feel free to share it. Share with your friends, your Facebook friends, your Periscope friends, your Instagram friends, whomever, and feel free to dial in to 347-850-8557 and press the number 1 for questions or comments. I do want to say that with this segment, The Purposeful Pain, everything that I do speak about is what I've lived. I can't ask you where your faith is if I have not walked in faith. I can't ask you, are you pursuing your purpose or your destiny if I'm not pursuing my purpose and my destiny. I can't ask you, do you know who you are if I don't know who I am. I can't say to you, let people go if I haven't let people go. I can't say to you that the road that you're walking on, either you're headed for your destiny or you have been heading for destruction, if I haven't walked down these roads. I can't tell you about any experience unless I first live it out first. I can't answer any questions effectively if I have not actually lived it first. So you have to remember that this show, the show or the segment that when I come on, it is based off of stuff that I've experienced. It's based off of a book that I wrote that God led me to write. It's based off of the experiences that I had in my lifetime, I'm continuing to having now. It's based off of the good, the bad, and the ugly. It's based off of who God is in my life. It's based off of the experiences that I've had as a single mother. It's based off of the experience that I have with my five children. It's based off of experience that I'm having now producing and manifesting businesses. It's based off of relationships that I've had. It's based off of everything that God has told me to share. If God doesn't tell me to share it, I can't share it. But if he tells me to say it, I'm going to say it. And I don't want to offend anybody. But what I do want to let you know first and foremost is I can't talk about nothing that I've never experienced or I never went through myself. So know that your pain is purposeful, and know that no matter what you go through, it's always going to produce better out of you. And you have to believe that, and you have to know that anything that tries to come against you or stop you is not of God, but it could be there to push you into greater. It could be there to show you who you are. It could be there to help you to understand who you are, whose you are, and what you are to do. So I want to thank the caller for calling in with the awesome question that he had and the statement. To God be the glory for what he said in reference to me and in reference to my zeal, in reference to my life, and in reference to what he's hearing. So I thank God for you. I thank God for what you're saying, and to God be the glory, because I can't take any glory for what God has done, is doing, and will do in me, through me, and for me. I give it all back to God. So anyone that feels wants to have, if anyone who has any questions, feel free to dial in to 347-850-8557 and press the number 1 for any questions or comments. I know before I asked you if you're giving yourself deadlines, and the caller actually just shifted something for me, so I'm going to, you know, be obedient and go where he just went. If you are in a place in your life where you're not sure as to who you are, you have not had that relationship with God, you've heard people around you talk about them. You heard people around you tell you how God did it for them, how God stopped death, or he blocked the car accident, or he produced money into their bank account, or he did that. That's because they trust and believe who he is. You have to understand that if you're in a vehicle, your faith or who God is more, should be more real to you than, for me, is for right now. I'm sitting in the studio, but I'm sitting in a chair. God is more real to me than this chair that's holding me up. I see that the chair is going to hold me up because of the legs, but who I don't see is that the fact that God is allowing me to sit in this chair, and God is allowing the legs on this chair to hold up my weight. I just trust God that much because he's that real to me in my life. And I'm going to share this. Recently, I have five children, the ages running from 22, 20, 19 and 18 at this point, and a 13-year-old. Well, I just recently dropped off four kids to four different colleges. And by the grace of God, he did it. I didn't have to pay anything. And the only thing that I did have to pay for was their books. And that's not the cost of what I should have had to pay or what most people would have had to pay. Mm-hmm. But to God be the glory, I have four kids, a single mother, that went to college, that are currently in college, and they made it because they love God just as much as their mother. They trust God just as much as their mother. They know the word of God just as much as their mother, and we can have a conversation and relationship about God because he's the first and the foremost in my house. I can't have nothing, can't be nothing, and they can't have nothing, be nothing without him. I could not be here on this radio show if it had not been for God. So you have to understand, when the favor of God and the grace of God is on your life, it does not matter what man said that you could not be, could not do, would not be, couldn't accomplish, or could never ever have. Because man doesn't matter. When God blesses you, no man can curse you. Because if the truth be told, men said that my children would not be saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. That men said that my children would not have been where they are. My children never been in a gang. They never fought anybody, with the exception as far as trying to be initiated in a gang. They never sold drugs. They never cursed out any adults. They have the most respect for adults. They don't sag their pants. They don't wear booty shorts and things of that nature. They hold themselves accountable because of who God is in our life. And I'm saying that to say, it's not sometimes what people say. You do and be who God called you to be. And if you don't know who God is, all you have to do is get in a church that's godly based, that's Bible based. And if they're not preaching the word of God, which is true, to the 66 books, then that's another place where you need to be. Because you need someone that's going to help you, that's going to push you, that's going to drive you to know and have a relationship with God. Because when all hell breaks out, when your phone is not ringing, when no one is there, when the doctor gives you a bad report, you have to know and trust beyond what you see that God is a healer, God is a deliverer, and God is going to give you the strength to go through the things that you have to go through. Again, this is the Purpose for Pain segment on the Crystal Chanel Show. If you have any comments, if you have any questions, if you just want to give feedback, if you have anything positive or even negative to say, feel free to dial into 347-850-8557 and press the number 1 for any questions, comments, or concern. I promise you I am open to hear any and everything, but now because of our caller, and I thank God for him, he switched the segment, and it's not, you know, he switched the segment, but I'm grateful for what he said, because there are people, there are young girls that are lost, there are young men that are lost, there are women who don't know who they are, there are grown women who's not sure of who they are, that still, they may be 40-plus, and they're walking around in their childhood pain because no one ever told them to let it go. Or someone could have told them that they wasn't going to be and wasn't going to accomplish anything and that there'll never be nothing. So we're now in a lifetime where we should actually be our brothers and our sister keeper and not be our brother and our sister tear down. We should actually be trying to build one another up and push them closer to God. We should actually be trying to encourage our brothers and our sisters and our daughters and our sons to let them know to be better than what we are, not to make the mistakes that we've made, but to learn from it and to go forward, to be who God called you to be. And if you're not sure who God called you to be, go to that church that's on that corner where you see people going to on Sunday mornings, and you keep riding by. You keep looking at it, and you hear the music, you hear the preacher, but you won't stop. Because you got to go wash your car. It's not that you have something to do. It's the fact that you just choose not to do. So tonight, I compel you to find you a church that's godly based, that's Bible based, and join it. Be a part of it. Get your children in it, and you all learn as a family of who God is and who God can be and who God is willing to be in your life. Know that you are not in this alone. Know that there is nothing that you can't handle, and know that better days and greater days are here for you now. You just have to tap into the source, and the source that you need to know and tap into isn't the source of man, but it's a source of a man who died 2,000 years ago for you, for your sins, and took him to a place called Calvary. So, again, feel free to share the broadcast. Feel free to dial in to 347-850-8557. If you have any questions, concerns, comments, press the number 1, and feel free to talk so we can actually talk. If you have questions about walking in your purpose, if you have questions about God, if you have questions as to how do you know what your purpose is, how do you know, you know, how do you find out about your faith, is basically faith coming by the hearing and hearing by the word of God, which means all you have to do is get into a church or get with someone that can teach you the Bible or find a preacher that's not going to water down the word of God and going to preach the true unadulterated word of God. It's that simple. The same way that you have a job, the same way that you look for your job is the same way that you find the right church that's designed for your life. The same way that you did all of that is the same way that God is waiting for you. You're not waiting on him. He's waiting on you. He's waiting on you to say, I surrender all, and waiting on you to walk into his arms wide open, because he's waiting for you. He's not throwing you to the side. He's not left you. He's not forsaken you. He's right there with you, looking at you go through all the hell and the heartache by yourself, when he said all you have to do is turn to me. So tonight, if you have any questions or concerns, feel free to dial in to 347-850-8557. Press the number 1 for questions and concern. I am Minister Latia Linton on the Crystal Chanel Show with the Purposeful Pain segment. If you have any questions, if this segment is blessing you, if you have anything that you want to share, if you want to talk about something, just feel free, 347-850-8557, and press the number 1 for questions and concerns. And also, I currently have, I want to discuss, I stated earlier in the segment that this radio show is birthed off of a book that I have, which is called Purposeful Pain. You can actually purchase the book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and I think that's it. I'm actually now currently working on my second book. My second book is called Purposeful Pain, Walking in Your Destiny. And it's a spinoff of Purposeful Pain because I believe a lot of us go through a lot of different things and we don't understand this is how God is shaping us and molding us for us to walk into our purpose. You don't understand that you may have lost somebody, a husband, you might have lost your wife, or you went through a bad divorce, or you connected with the wrong person and you thought that he or she was going to be your everlasting forever. And the bottom line is you end up being hurt more than anything else, or you end up going through more than you ended, more than you were happy. And it was actually to design you to help you, for you to see what's around you, to open your eyes. Nothing that you go through, nothing that we go through is accidental. Nothing is in vain. It's all purposeful. From the tears that you shed, from the laughs that you laugh, from the heartache, from your jobs, whether you got one or you lost one, everything that you go through is purposeful. And you won't understand the purpose or the things that you're going through until you actually tap into the source, until you actually start looking at your life in a different way, until you believe that everything that I deal with is not for me, it's for someone else. So you have to understand that there's purpose in your pain. And that pain could be anything. That pain could be from a breakup in a relationship, a death in a family member's death, from you losing a job or you getting looked over for promotion, or you being in a church and you felt like you was looked over, or you felt like the pastor was attacking you, or you felt like no one understood you. Or you could be at school if you're a young student, and you could be at school and your teacher never calling you, or your teacher always talking down on you, or your parents, your mother and your father always talking down to you. And it doesn't matter now if you've grown. That could have been something that happened when you was a child and it stuck with you all this life, all this time in your life. And you never could actually function appropriately because you held on to that. Some people could look at the fact that your parent, you may have been raised in a single parent, and your mother or whoever the single parent was, whether it's mom or dad, they did the best that they could. They may not have been there for you, and you took that as something bad when God is actually trying to show you something else. Everything in your life is purposeful, whether it's day by day, month by month, minute by minute, hour by hour. It doesn't matter what you go through. It is for your purpose. It is actually purposeful, and it actually is to help you become better. It's actually to form your faith. It's actually to get you to believe in something other than yourself. It is to design you to know that you are headed for greatness. You are headed for something great beyond what you can see, and you are not what you see because God is shaping and molding you. So, again, please feel free to share the broadcast. Dial into 347-850-8557 and press the number 1 for questions and comments. And know that your purpose is actually, your pain is actually purposeful. And now that you're beginning to walk into your destiny and into your purpose, nothing stops. You just look at it differently. Things shouldn't affect you in the same way that it used to, because now you're matured. Now you've grown and you become better. And you can analyze it even more now to where you can put it in its appropriate space, and you don't have to go days or weeks and things mess with your mental space as long as it used to. So now you can begin to speak those things that are not as though they were. You can speak to the demons that try to come against you. You can speak to those mountains that try to stop you. You can speak to those people who try to discourage you or devalue you or even misuse you or minimize who you are. You can speak against all situations because of what's in you. You are a jewel, you are a gift, and you are a token, and you are a blessing to the community that you're in and to the surroundings and to the people that are around you. So don't ever give up. Don't ever quit. Don't ever stop. Move forward in your purpose. Move forward in who you are. Move forward in the things that you decide that you wanted to do for yourself. Nothing can stop you at this point in your life because you made it beyond the years of pain and hurt. And if there is something that hurts you more than that you would even imagine, find someone that you can confide in. Find someone that you can let it go. Find some place where you can release it, because in order for you to go higher, in order for you to be better, you have to let go of the thing that tried to hold you back. You have to let go of yesterday to see your tomorrow. You have to remind yourself that there is nothing that you've done that's too bad where God won't receive you, that God won't accept you, and God won't use you. He uses anybody as long as you are a willing vessel. So So thank you for tuning in to the Purposeful Pain segment. Thank you for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show. Thank you for dialing in. Thank you for sharing the broadcast, and thank you for being a listener. Even if you didn't have anything to say, if you didn't tune in or you didn't comment, thank you for being who you are and listening. And thank you for just tuning in. If, even if it was just a tune in to be nosy, thank you for doing that tonight, because you're going to get something out of it. And thank you for sharing. Thank you for being a great listener. If you have any questions, feel free to dial into 347-850-8557 and press number 1 for any questions or comments. I want to thank each and every one of you all for listening. If you would like to connect with me, I'm on Facebook under my name, Latia, L-A-T-E-E-H-A-H, Linton. I'm also on Instagram under Purposeful Pain. I'm also on, I think that's it. I do have a website that's going to be launched on September 15th, and that is going to be LatiaLinton.com. I do have a book that's out where you can go to Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Nobles to purchase that. But if you just want to speak with me, you are welcome to inbox me. If you have questions for me, inbox me. Until my next segment, again, I thank all of my Facebook Live listeners. I thank you for Periscope. I thank you for those that are Instagram that will see it. I thank each and every person that took time out of your busy day, busy schedule, to support the Crystal Chanel Show and the Purposeful Pain segment. Until we speak again, you all have a blessed night, and know that your faith will take you and carry you, and that nothing can stop you in this segment, in this portion of your life. I love you all. Be blessed.